Hello, this is Jalen Williams, and I'm having a guest speaker, Aunt Morales, and today we will be talking about the media corruption within athletes in sports.
All right, this is Aunt taking over the podcast, talking about the media corruption, interview corruption in professional sports. So my first source was a video from YouTube, which is the exact interview of Kyrie Irving talking to interviewers in the media about the Nets future along with the Nets present after losing a game to the 76ers. One of the big questions, so after having a lot of questions asked, he spoke very highly of all his teammates until the last question, where I don't think he spoke negatively, but I think that he just gave like an honest answer. Where the question was, do you have big goals? Does it reiterate how much you guys need to improve to be where you want? And I mean, of course, like, you're going to say that teammates need to get better and you need to get better and the team in general needs to get better. And that's what he said. But if, like, you would have to watch the video to actually see where he's coming from and the tone he uses, and you can really see his intentions when he's talking to the interviewer. But overall, if you read the article about it, it's like people are trying to say that he was being very, like, he's putting his teammates down and that he's a bad teammate. And they're bringing up stats about him being in the lineup and out of the lineup. And I mean, I'm not much of a Kyrie fan, but there's got to be a time where these athletes are given a little bit of slack, because you just lost a game. Everybody in professional sports is very competitive, so of course you're gonna have anger at the moment, and like some people don't even have time to even go to the locker room and change before they have to answer these interviews. So you just got off the floor, you're mad, and you just answered questions. Like, you don't really have time to think about it because you don't want to sit there for that long and just, yeah. So it's very hard being a professional athlete and just coming off of the basketball court or the football field and just answering questions based on your performance and your team's performance. So that's that. You can definitely see the difference between the article and the video. It's very glaring. And then my second source was a source by ESPN, where a former NFL quarterback, he was a quarterback for the Titans. He spoke about how the media influences your answers and how they skew their questions to make you say things that they can corrupt and like seem bad. So he talks about one time him being asked a question and he answered it, and then by the time he got to the locker room, which was, he said, 5 minutes after he just like left the interview, they already had everything written up on Twitter and it was like blown up everybody's phone in the locker room. And he said that he never said what was posted. He said it in like chunks, but that wasn't the whole story. So he said something and the interviewer just broke up parts to make it seem like he said something bad about one of his teammates, which was his running back. And his running back ended up feeling some type of way towards him. And yeah, it was like, it creates a bad dynamic in the professional world, in the NFL world, NBA world. Like, it affects your team when you see one of your teammates, quote unquote, attacking your game that you've been working on your whole life and stuff like that. So I personally think that the media needs to take a step back and just allow the athletes to be athletes and try to give them time to think. Like, I don't think the normal person actually realizes how hard it is to be an athlete, competing your hardest, and then right after that you have to go and answer questions and you have to please people and stuff like that. But one of the quotes that the Titans quarterback, Mike Hasselbeck, said was actually, he said, "It's surreal. I walk back, check my Twitter on my phone, and realize how fast everything is. You have to be careful." So that was just one of many quotes in his in his article. That really just explains how he felt after that interview, even it becoming an issue with his running back and his teammates. He also said the depth of the interview has increased the distance between athletes and the people who watch games and buy tickets and read magazines. And then, like I said a couple of times, there's many more things in that article that I can touch base on, but due to time constraints, I'm just going to take a step back on that. But just to summarize it, he basically just says that, like, he explains how he feels in the situation. He says, you attempt to answer the questions thoughtfully and honestly, but when the media relations manager holds your hand, and he, like, walks you up there, and he says, thanks, guys, that's it. Like, when that guy takes you off of the stand of you talking, and you're not able to fully... you're not able to fully describe what you mean, like, when you answer certain questions because of the time, like I said. So once that guy comes up and takes you off of, like, the stand of the press conference, he says that, like, most athletes walk back to the locker room and they're thinking about what they said, and they're thinking about if they said the right thing, they're thinking about if they somehow, like, created, like, a bad persona for one of their teammates, or it's going to start an issue in the locker room. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I don't think people realize athletes are people, and, like, everybody makes mistakes, and everybody has times where they're going to be angered and they're going to act out of frustration. Like, you can say what Kyrie said, like, obviously he was speaking good about his teammates the whole time during the interview, but even when they asked him a question, he wanted to keep it 100 and he wanted to keep it real. So he answered it the only way he knew how to, and that was real. And yeah, there was probably a little bit of frustration in there, but in sports, you're going to be frustrated because everybody wants to win. Like, if he won, then he wouldn't have ever said a comment like that. And yeah, that's basically just all I have. I know Jalen's going to have some things to say, so I'm going to just pass it on to him.
Yeah, and I agree with what you're saying with a lot of athletes getting a lot of backlash from media and, like, media determining, like, different aspects and creating scenarios in athletes' heads. Like, a lot of people are so hard on the athletes. Like, they like to hate on them. They're like, oh, they said this thing, they said that. But media, the people in the media are trained to ask specific questions so that people can get all riled up about specific things. So it's very difficult for an athlete to do that. Like, it takes years of training. Like, even LeBron, when he went from Cleveland to the Miami Heat, he didn't handle it the best way with the media. He was kind of like, I want to leave Cleveland, I'm trying to go to Miami Heat. He did a live television thing with his wife. So that was just something that wasn't the best handled. But, like, if you look at LeBron now, he's so much better with the media. He doesn't let certain things get to him. And that's just something that takes time. And I feel bad for young athletes who have to deal with the media and they just don't know how to handle it. Because sometimes they don't even get training. Where they come from, it's just very difficult. So the media is trained to kind of tear people apart. Or if the media wants to make you look good, they'll make you look good. So that's just how the media is. So I was reading the specific thing about Kyrie Irving. And as you know, Kyrie has had a lot of history with the media, bad and good, more bad with what he says. And a lot of people like to think he's not a great teammate, but that's not the case at all. And KD even stated that in an interview, saying Kyrie's a great teammate. He doesn't do anything. He's quiet. He keeps to himself. The only thing is that he doesn't handle the media the best, which is the one thing. And people like to think, oh, Kyrie is, like, doesn't have a good relationship with his teammates, but the teammates don't see that at all. The media puts that in the audience's head, so they think that specific thing about Kyrie. And back when Kyrie was with the Celtics, he even stated in a quote from thesportsnews.com that the way I've handled things, it hasn't been perfect, Irving said Saturday, poor heinous of Yahoo Sports. I made a lot of mistakes. that I take full responsibility for. I've apologized and I haven't done it perfectly. I haven't said the right things all the time. And there was another time that something that was pretty interesting was when Kyrie said, I don't have a private life when I'm with the NBA. So that kind of shows how when you're with the NBA, they kind of highlight everything like you do, even outside of what you're doing. Like, there's always someone around to catch what you're doing. There's someone who knows someone. And that's the scary thing with media. They have connections to everyone. Like, so that's just a really scary aspect. And another quote that I found from that was, for me, I think because of how fixated I was on trying to prove other people wrong, I got into a lot of habits that were bad, like reading stuff and reacting emotionally. And that's another thing with the media. A lot of the people who, like, the media is giving backlash to is getting affected by this. Like, when they read this, it hurts. When people are saying all this negativity about them, also social media highlights it. So when you say something to the media, then social media will put it on a bigger platform and they'll spread it so people can really, like, see how it is. And that's very scary and very disappointing. So I really feel like as if media isn't always the best thing, because it's been proven to ruin athletes' careers when they say something and then it gets dragged and dragged. Like, look at AB. Yes, AB's had some troubles. I'm not going to say he hasn't, but the media has pushed specific things he said when some have been valid, and they've said that they made him look so bad that he's not even in the league right now. I've discussed the Colin Kaepernick situation before too, and there's just so many examples of how when athletes don't handle the media well, or when the media takes advantage of these young athletes, then their careers can get messed up. And Ant does a great job, like, explaining that. Like, you do not have a private life, and that's just sad. And another thing was that I found about media was that social media has become an extension. So with social media, so this is from medium.com. So with social media increasingly becoming a primary platform for the consumption of information, is also clearly to have become a field where propaganda and misinformation campaigns play out. Like, there's been so many times when I've went on social media and they've had something that was kind of true, but not fully. Like, they didn't give the full story. They just gave the most interesting part, which makes that person look bad. So yes, media, with our project, media is a huge corruption, and it can be detrimental to many athletes and people. So again, thank you for listening to me and Ant's podcast. Catch us next week, where we will be talking more about media corruption, and have a nice day. Thank you.